My name is Brooke. I am 17 years old. Today is July 28th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Becky, who is my mom, and we are recording this interview in Denver, Colorado. Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me, and how did you feel when you first held me?
See, the day you were born, we got up and Blake was really sick. So I took him to the pediatrician and they were really behind, and they were going to induce me at noon. So I was in a hurry. So we got that, and then we came back and left Blake with Grammy and Grandpa. And then we drove down to the hospital, and they gave me the stuff to induce me, and it went really fast. And you were born in like a couple hours. And then I got to hold you, and I was so happy, and I was so happy we had a little girl. How did I feel? Oh, just overjoyed with my love.
Can you sing me the songs you used to sing me as a baby?
Hush, little baby, don't you cry, and Mama's gonna sing you a lullaby. I can't remember the words.
Can you remember any of the stories you used to tell me?
Yes.
Like what?
I used to tell you the same story every night. You liked it. It was a story about Santa Claus. And Santa Claus is in his sleigh, and he's riding around, and he hits your window with the sleigh, and all the presents fall all over the ground. So you get up out of bed, and you go outside, and you help him pick up all the presents. Then Santa says to you, "Would you like to go with me?" And you go with him. But first you tell Mom and Dad, you say, "Mom and Dad, I'm going with Santa." And they say, "Oh, okay, sure." Because they're asleep. And you go with Santa and you come back. And in the morning you say, "I'm back from Santa." And you saved Christmas by helping with all those presents all over the lawn.
How has being a parent changed you?
Oh, it's changed me in a lot of ways. I would say, this is a little hard. I don't know what to say. Certainly had to be more responsible. Yeah, not that I was irresponsible to start with, but you know, it's like constant. It's like no break at all. Like when you babysit and you can't look away from the kids. Yeah. But it's like that for year after year after year. So, yeah.
What has surprised you about being a parent?
I can't think of anything.
You expected everything?
Well, I expected that, I know it surprised me. That I used to get really bored when you were playing. Because, you know, when I was home with you, and you would play with your toys on the floor here, and I would watch you and sit on the floor with you, and sometimes we'd play with the same toys over and over and over again. And so I would kind of be glad when I got to go to work.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me any differently?
Yes. I might have stayed home with you.
Why?
When you were little. Because I think that that's good for kids. But the other way is good too, but I might have stayed home with you.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It's not a crisis.
That's it?
That's it.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Oh, I never really thought of that. Certainly when you were born and all the plays you were in. I have a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a... He used to not like to eat very much. And so Vicky came over and said, "You want to feed the baby?" Knowing full well what would happen. She goes outside on the porch to feed you, and you spit right in her face with the food. Of course, your dad and I knew that would happen. We thought it was so funny.
Do you know my favorite memory of you?
I don't know that.
The day you were baptized.
Really? That's your favorite? Huh. Mm-hmm. Why is that so special?
Because you looked so at peace.
Oh, good. I was nervous, so I'm surprised I looked so at peace.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
You're not as important as you think you are. Don't give up things too much for your job. I mean, you have to some, but remember that it's only part of it. It's not all of it. You got to stay balanced and have special family time. And so, other big lessons. I mean, it's really important to me to keep trying, you know, even if you fail at first. Keep trying things. Keep trying and keep trying. And don't give up. I'm not very good at this, sorry.
No, you are. You're good at it. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories other than the day I was born and Blake was born?
Yes. When I was in junior high school, Vicky and I were part of a ski club called Tyro Ski Club. And we would go on buses to Loveland and go skiing in classes and then come back on the bus. Well, one year I won this big trophy. It was about 3 feet tall, skier of the year, and I was the first girl to ever win it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that, I was so happy I cried all the way to the car.
Woman power.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Can you tell me one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Well, just my struggles with depression were very difficult. It was just hard, Brooke. Depression's a terrible disease. That's all.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Oh gosh, I've done so many dumb things. the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. I can tell you all the stuff I shouldn't have done, the stuff I feel bad for, but not the dumbest. I don't know what the dumbest would be. Oh, yes, I do know what it is. Okay, so I was in the 7th grade. And one of the kids had brought a bottle of alcohol to school. And all day they were like, Becky, have a drink with us. Becky, have a drink with us. Becky, have a drink with us. No, 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 no. So I finally did, and guess who got caught with the bottle? Me. That was stupid. I should have kept saying no.
Did your parents get mad?
They handled it pretty well. And my dad was on a business trip, and when he came back, he said, you've clearly punished yourself enough. I'm not going to punish you anymore.
What did your mom do?
She said, we'll wait for your father.
So you got no punishment?
Oh, I was miserable for a week waiting for my dad to come home.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
I think it was a lot more difficult because of the depression. It's not, I always thought when I was young, I'd, remember women didn't, in those days, didn't like rise to the top like they do now. So I thought I'd be a secretary. And then as time went on, I thought I'd be a doctor. But I didn't, I was so busy in college, you know, I was in the sorority and I was a sorority president. So I was so busy and I didn't get the grades I needed to go to medical school, which in retrospect is really good because I could not handle people dying on me.
So you're glad you didn't become a doctor?
Yeah, I became a PhD instead.
Well, yeah. Still super smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty smart. Super, I don't know, but pretty smart.
Super. Okay. Super smart. Hard worker.
Hard work, yes. Keep working hard all your life. Play hard. Too. And have fun.
Do you have any regrets?
I have so many regrets, it's not even funny. I mean, I think of all the things I did that I shouldn't have done.
Like what?
Like this is really silly, but I don't know, I was probably in the 2nd grade and this kid next to me wanted a Kleenex and I wouldn't give him a Kleenex. He kept wiping his nose on his arm and that was really mean of me. Really mean.
But so you have regrets from 2nd grade?
I have regrets for my whole life.
What about like...
I never let it go. I regret everything I did wrong.
Do you regret not letting any of it go?
Yeah. I regret that I can't let things go. Yeah. I'd be much happier if I could let them go.
What would be the biggest thing you'd want to let go?
The divorce. Yeah.
Can you tell me about one or two of the biggest people and biggest influences on your life?
Well, first there's my dad. My dad was my best friend. And I miss him a lot because I could always talk to him about stuff. And he was a very big influence on my life. I think I learned how to work hard from him. And be responsible. And love my family. I think I learned all of that from him. Second person, that's much harder. There's been a lot of people who've, you know, come and gone in life that were influential, but I wouldn't say that, like, they were present like my dad was for my whole, you know, most of my years till he died.
What do you miss most about your dad?
Talking to him when I have problems. Yeah.
Did you still talk to him even when he was sick about your problems?
Not so much. I didn't have so many problems then. He was my problem then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Do you remember him being sick?
Yeah.
And he couldn't walk. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember him passing?
Yeah, you do too, huh? Yeah.
But he was surrounded by family.
Yeah, everybody was holding him. Yep.
Under his Broncos blanket.
Yep. They hardly shared only for a little while, and that was it.
Yep. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My kids.
Why?
Hands down. Well, they've been the best part of my life. They really have. I mean, just all the love I can give them and they give me. So, they make me happy. Next question.
What are your wishes for me?
To have a happy life. That it is. That you, you know, do what you love to do, because life's too short not to do what you love to do. But at the same time, you have to be responsible and make money, and you're not inheriting enough money that you can just not work the rest of your life. You're going to have to work.
That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you have kids. I know you don't want kids right now, but you'll change your mind later. So.
What would your wishes for me and my children be if I had children?
Just that you'd be so as happy with them as I am with you. And that you'd be good friends like I am with you.
Would there be anything you'd want to tell them if they could hear this interview?
Just I love you. I know I would love them very much. They'd be so special.
What's your dream for me, or where do you see me in 10 years?
10 years, you'll have done the mission stuff a lot, and you'll be looking for a full-time position that challenges you and that you like, so that you can settle down, get married, have babies. That's what I see, but not for 10 years.
Where do you see me?
Where?
Yeah.
Well, you want to be on the beach, so I see you on the beach. You made that abundantly clear. So.
What's your favorite element of the earthly elements? Like
water?
Like beach.
Oh, like the beach? The mountains.
Why?
They're just so beautiful. I just like them. Like to look at them when we can see them every day. We can't see them every day. There's clouds, but I like to look at them. I like to go up there and be in the mountains. We spent a lot of time in the mountains when you were little one before you were born.
I remember.
Yeah.
What's your favorite memory of us in the mountains?
My favorite memory was you were still really little, so this is really a Blake, but he got all the pots and pans out of the cupboard and climbed in there and hid. And it was just so cute.
In Estes Park?
No, in Dillon.
Oh.
With the condo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you proud of me?
I am so proud of you. You're going to do so well in life. You do good in school. You're a great person. You're kind. You're considerate. You help other people. I'm so proud.
What are the three biggest traits you'd want me to have all of my life?
Compassion, which you have. I know I keep saying this word, but responsibility. And I don't know what else. Biggest traits that you feel loved. I don't know if that's a trait. But.
Almost like appreciation or gratefulness.
Yeah.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you most regret not having done?
Well, I've had quite a bit of time to know that I was dying. So I got to do a lot of things that I wanted to do, like go on the trip of a lifetime with my kids and go on a cruise on the Danube River. And so there is a lot I got to do. So there's not much left on the list that I can do anymore. There's stuff I can't do anymore.
If you could do one of the things that you can't do anymore, what would that be?
Go to the beach and walk in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd do that.
Is there anything else like that you could do now that you haven't done yet that you'd want to?
I got to finish that scrapbook. Finish Brooke's scrapbook for her graduation.
That's it.
How are you going to wait for it? It's going to be hard to wait to get it.
Me?
Yeah, you have to wait.
I know, I have to wait so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
There's nothing that you would regret not doing.
That I can do.
Well, what, like anything?
Well, I always regretted when I couldn't ski anymore. So. That's still there.
So, like, if you had 24 hours left, that's what you'd do if you could be magically healed for those 24 hours?
Yep. But that went away years ago with my knees.
Yeah.
So.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
I know it sounds stupid, but I just would tell you how much I love you. How important you are to me. How I'm so proud of you. How I know you're going to have a good life, and I trust you to have a good life. I trust you. So, that's, you know, for a high school kid, that's a lot of trust. Because they're still looking for themselves in some ways. You'll change a lot in college, and you'll change a lot in your young adulthood. So, but I trust you're gonna do well. And well doesn't have to mean you make a lot of money. It just has to mean that you make enough money to not starve, to have a place to live, a house or an apartment or something. And not to have to stress about money all the time. And so, I know you'll do it. I know you'll be okay.
What are your three favorite traits that I have already.
Your smile. Mm-hmm. You have the most beautiful smile. It's pretty teeth. Traits. Let's see.
They could be personality or physical.
They could be personality or physical. I like it when you're happy and you're just goofing around. Like when you were doing the silly dance a few minutes ago. I think that's funny. Yeah, I like that. I like that you care about other people. Yeah. So. That shows in your mission work. And it shows when people interact with you that you really care about them and you're not just faking it.
How do you feel about my mission work?
Mixed. I'm very proud of you. I hope you get a balance in your life, but that's not the only thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you have years you'll do that, and you may have to get a full-time job and do missions on your vacation, like a lot of people do. They go on missions for their vacations. So that would be okay.
If you were to pass away suddenly in the next 24 hours, what would you most regret having not told someone?
I can't think of anything. I mean, I tell you I love you all the time. That's the most important thing, is that you feel loved. And you feel I love you unconditionally. And I do.
Is there anything you would want to tell Blake?
I tell him I love him too. But him, I'd also want to, I tell him to keep working on being responsible. And I know he'll have a little tougher life because of the ADHD. Just tell him it's okay and just learn as you go and you'll be all right.
Why haven't you told Blake that yet?
Oh, I tell him to get responsible all the time. I tell him I love him all the time. So, I guess it's not things I haven't told him.
Is there anything you've never told me but always wanted to?
Well, I worry that some of the family history will not get passed along. Like, that your great-great-great-grandmother, when she came to Colorado, they took an oxen cart over the mountains to Ouray, where they settled. And that things like that, and things like my grandmother, Ethel, had a master's degree, and she applied to get a PhD, and they didn't let her in because she was a woman.
Where'd she go to school?
DU.
What else?
What other family history? Let's see. That every woman in our family has gone to college, except one.
Who?
Haley. She went until her dad didn't pay anymore. That was sad. Yeah. But she's done really well for herself. She has a very exciting life. Yeah. It's very cool, and she's a great person, so it didn't hurt her. She's way into science.
Yeah.
And so she self-educated, so it didn't matter that she didn't go to school because she has such a love for learning science.
Would you want me to do anything? Like, what do you want me to do in life? Do you want me to go to school? Like, what would you want me to do?
I definitely want you to go to college. If you choose to go to graduate school, but that's optional. You'll see if you want to. You don't have to. And my hope is that you find somebody you really love to marry, and that you have a great family life.
Would you ever get really, really mad if I got tattoos?
Yes.
But you'd still love me?
I'd still love you. Why don't you dye your hair instead? That's only temporary. Temporary tattoos, you can have all of those you want.
How would you like to be remembered?
By you or by anybody? Anyone. Just as... that I always treated people with dignity and respect. So that was important to me.
How would you like me to remember you?
Happy. I want you to remember me as happy, not sick. Because it's going to get a little rough, but you're going to be okay handling it. I don't want you to remember me that way.
Yeah.
I want you to remember when I'm holding you and telling you I love you.
How can I honor you?
Just living your good life, sweetie. That is an honor. That you live a life you love. You work hard. You play hard. So. Oh, you can. I thought, do not smoke. Mm-hmm. Only drink responsibly. Those two things. And never do drugs. Because they can really screw up your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's one of the hardest parts of this time that we're going into?
Well, I think there were going to be some pain, so that's going to be hard. And just, I feel a lot of guilt for not being there for you. But I won't be there for you. So, I want to be there for you, and I can't. So, that's hard.
That's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not my fault, but...
I know you're still always with me.
I will always be with you. Always be with you. My love will always be with you. You will look back and you'll remember how much I loved you.
Is there anything you'd want me to know as we move into this next season?
Don't remember me that way. Just don't remember me that way. Remember me happy. You could be on your mission trip. And if so, you can fly home for the services if you want to. If you don't want to, that's okay too. You can fly home. I'm sure they'll get you to the airport for that. And we'll be sure that we set aside some money in your account so you can buy an airline ticket. Because I think you'd want to be there. So, but as I said, when you asked to go on the mission trip, I want you to live your life and live it and not sit around and wait for me to die.
In your funeral, what is something you want to be there? Like a song or a poem or anything?
Oh, yes. I want three songs.
What three songs?
The Beatles, The Long and Winding Road. Fleetwood Mac, Lince, I'd Bring It Down. And then my friend Kim said she would sing Amazing Grace. She is incredible.
Who's Kim?
She's Kim, I used to work with her. Uh-huh. Yeah. And she sings with the Denver Chorale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, if she's not busy, or, you know, if she can.
How has your faith been important to you as you became a Christian?
I don't know how to put that into words. Skip, we'll come back to that.
When did you realize you believed in God?
It was very slowly that I, not more that Laura read the Bible with me, the more I found it incredible that this couldn't have happened if God hadn't intervened and that Jesus was his son.
When did you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Well, at my baptism, but yeah. Probably a little before that. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd want at your funeral?
One bouquet of white roses, no others, just one.
No flowers other than that?
The people don't need to give flowers. Yeah. And you don't need to serve a meal. You can just have mom call a caterer and get cookies and coffee and stuff like that.
And Diet Coke.
Well, if they really could have the drink that I would want, Karen would make bourbon slushies for everyone. But I don't think that would go over too well in the church.
What's your favorite food?
Chocolate chip cookies.
That's my favorite food.
Yeah. That's funny.
Not. You're joking, right?
I'm not joking. That's my favorite food.
I didn't know that.
I like burritos smothered in green chili, too, but...
From Benny's.
Either Benny's or that new place, the Los Dos Port. I always want to put an R in there where there's not one. Portillos. Nope, that's not right. It's P-O-T, right? There's no R before the T.
Potrillos.
Potrillos.
Yes.
Potrillos. You know, the horse place. The little horse place.
I know what you're talking about.
The two little horse places.
Yes. I thought oatmeal raisin was better. You liked oatmeal raisin more?
Not more. It's just a different change. I like it. Yeah. I like it almost as much. I think that the cookies the Toll House cookies we buy and bake, and then it's already the dough, aren't that good.
Me either.
So, they have to be homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Do you have a good recipe?
No, I don't have a recipe I love. I just do the one on the back of the package. Oh, and I love the chocolate cake I make.
That is really good.
The Hershey cocoa cake. On the back of the package.
Do you want to be cremated or buried?
Well, I want to be cremated because I don't want to take up the space in the earth. And I think it's just better for the earth. So,
Where would you put your ashes?
I've asked that my ashes be put with Grandpa's Apodestus. Just in the front yard. Don't dig a hole. Just let them go in the wind.
All right, so the last question is one where I get to tell you. It's not a question, I just get to tell you what you mean to me. So, Mom, you mean so much to me, and I'm so grateful that I got to call you my mom, and I still do. And I know how much you love me, and I will always know that. You mean so much, and you've showed me so much because you've taught me how to be strong, even when others don't see it. But you're one of the strongest people I've ever met. You've taught me to work hard and go after my dreams. You've taught me to be the kind of person I am today and to be selfless whenever I can.
Not too selfless, though.
Not too selfless.
Don't let people run all over you.
I know, but kind and caring. And I got that from you. I know that for a fact, that it's all from you. You taught me to love sweets.
Sweets?
And Diet Coke.
And Diet Coke.
And the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I will always remember those three things because of you. And puzzles. Oh my gosh, puzzles.
That's when you'd find me at 3 a.m. sitting and doing a puzzle because I couldn't put it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I promise not to remember you as the sick person that you could be at points, but to remember you when you're smiling and joking with me and holding me and being my mom.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be hard, like, who knows when it will happen, but I know the timing will be perfect because God makes timing perfect.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you most.
I love you most of all.
It continues.
Always.
Of all my things, what do you want?
I want your little slug bug, the yellow one that over there.
Deal.
And your ring. The one we bought at Pandora together, or what is it? Pandora, yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
The finish is coming off that ring. Oh. You can have it. It's just...
I know.
It was turning my finger green.
Is there anything you'd want me to keep or pass down for better for my generation?
I don't have that much jewelry, so not jewelry. I mean, you'll get stuff like the china. If you don't like it, you don't have to keep it. And there's silver, too. It's never been used. It's still in its boxes downstairs on top of the freezer. And Lizzie has a crystal-like princess house, so I give Lizzie that crystal. You don't care, do you? You don't care about the dishes, do you? That's all.
All right, and the interview is about to end the time, so what's the last thing you want to say?
I love you. I love you so much. You've been the best part of my life.
You're my best friend.
You're mine.
And I know I'm your favorite child.
No comment.
I love you.
I love you too. That wasn't